All right, Coach Gillen, let's talk first about the team you helped coach, Coach Bortner, once again with your Rebels 12s that just competed once again over the weekend. Had a very tough field of teams in that one. I saw some of the results, but girls continue to play some really good softball this summer, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we went down to Hastings for Class C State, and in a field of 31 teams. We started Friday morning, which is probably the earliest I can remember ever starting for state. Just tells you how many teams were down there in the 10 and under and 12 and under division. But we started Friday morning at noon, and we played Meade, and that was a game. Took a little bit to kind of get things going. You could tell a little bit of the nerves were there, and once the girls kind of got settled in, we were able to start hitting the ball, and we ended up winning that first game 13-3. So that was a great start to the weekend. And then we played Friday night again, and we played a Hastings Crush team, and they were a pretty good team. But it was just one of those games where couldn't really get the bats going and made a few mistakes in the field, but the girls continued to battle and make it a close game. We lost that one 3-7, and then just losing one of those first couple games down there at state really makes it difficult going into Saturday and Sunday, where you're going to have a lot of games. And our girls took on that challenge Saturday. We started the morning playing a Holdridge team that we've played a few times, and that was a good game for us to start the day. We were able to win that game 10-0, and then we got paired with a team from Wahoo, who was the number one seed for the tournament. So having to play them our second game in the loser's bracket was definitely a tough matchup. And that was probably one of our better games of the summer. And our girls just continued to compete. We ended up winning it 9-6. And there were a lot of situations on defense where Wahoo had bases loaded with one or zero outs. And our girls were able to find ways to get out of some of those innings and hold them to just a few runs, and I was just really proud of them battling that game. And then we ended up playing the night game at 8 o'clock against the Kelly's Fast Pitch team, and that was just a great softball game. It went the full five innings, so be able to get five innings in 75 minutes tells you that playing some pretty good defense on both sides. And that was a game we were able to win 2-0, and we had a couple more hits than them, and it was one of those games where neither team could really get runners on unless you hit the ball into a gap. It was just great defense on both sides, and that was an exciting game to give us that opportunity to go play on Sunday. And anytime you can make it to Sunday at state, it was a pretty good weekend. And we played the 8 a.m. game on Sunday and got matched up against the Nebraska Quakes team, and they're a pretty solid team. We just couldn't get anything going offensively, and they kind of had one big inning and ended up losing that one 1-7. But just overall very pleased with how the girls played all weekend and battled through the heat, and were able to win those three games on Saturday to be able to allow us to play on Sunday. It was just an awesome experience for the girls.
Going to be competing in the Firecracker Classic. I know you're part of this once again, and helping with being a tournament director, stuff like that. You got a pretty good field of teams coming to town for the weekend, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're able to fill the tournament again. We have 18 teams, which is about the max that we can have. That's how many we had in last year's tournament too. So we have a good number of teams coming, and quite a few local teams too. We'll have 5 McCook teams competing, so it'll just be exciting to be able to watch all those teams play this weekend. Starting Saturday morning at 9:30 will be the first game, and then our last game on Saturday will start at 8 o'clock, and we'll have our usual fireworks show to follow Saturday. And then Sunday will be a tournament for all the divisions. So just looking forward to a great weekend of softball. And I know for the 12 and under, we'll have Jay Johnson's team, which this year they play 10 and under, so they'll move up. and play up a division. And since they're going to have to move to 12s next year, they're going to play this weekend, and they're going to be able to compete in the 12 and under division. And then Jake Coble's team, also another 12 and under team, it'll be exciting to see them too. They've been playing some great softball. And then we'll also have a couple teams in the 18 and under division with the McCook Rebels 16s and then McCook Storm. And then it'll also be a little exciting too to see some recent graduates playing with North Platte team that's coming down, and Brooklyn Gillen, Paige Bortner, and Layson Keller are playing on that team. So definitely a lot of local girls competing this weekend, which is always fun to see.
No question. Going to be a hot weekend. You just ask Mother Nature, hold off on all the rain until after we're done, please, right?
Exactly. That's probably the one weekend I don't want to see any rain, but it can rain any other time. So
for a lot of teams, this is it. This is it for the summertime, isn't it?
Exactly. And just kind of the last hurrah for the summer. And it's a great tournament. We have a lot of help with our parents that, you know, help run the gate and just help get the fields ready. And it's just so cool to see the community support, and definitely bring a lot of teams to and a lot of people to McCook for the weekend.
And as you being a head softball coach at the high school, you're glad to see all these girls interested in playing a little softball, playing in the summertime, and that's your future with a lot of these girls in the 10s and 12s, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the best thing about, you know, this tournament is kind of tough. We're coaching on one team. It's hard to make it to a lot of the games, but it's this weekend gives me that opportunity to be able to watch all of them. And it's going to be a 2 full days at the ballpark of just, you know, watching all these girls compete. And it'll be exciting for sure.